Oh, that's the first time I saw that film as well. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you from wherever you're watching in the world. Andy Jukes here, and welcome to our latest Ride and Talk live video podcast. It's great to have you with us. Today, as you can imagine, we're going to talk about touring, about time too. And we're going to show you some amazing new bikes and meet some of the people directly responsible for them. As ever, post us your questions via the comment section, and we'll answer as many of them as possible later in the podcast. Right, let's get the show on the road then. We all know there's no better way of seeing the world than on a BMW motorcycle, right? And over the years, it's the RT that has built a reputation as the road touring bike against which all others are judged. I loved putting serious miles on the 1150 RT I had many years ago, and I remember being blown away by the 1200 RT when it was launched. And ever since, I've always been amazed at how the RT just keeps on improving with every model update. And now, here we are, late in 2020, with an all-new RT, yet again designed for maximum riding pleasure, whatever the distance and whatever the weather. I can't tell you how good the new RT is. I haven't ridden it yet, unfortunately. But I'm lucky enough to be joined by a couple of experts who know all about it. So let's take a look at these exciting new bikes, together with BMW Motorrad's Head of Sales and Marketing, Timo Resch, and Rainer Fings, who's Product Manager for the Boxer Models. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Hi, Andy. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Andy. Hi.
Brilliant. Receiving you loud and clear. Timo, let's start with you first, if we may. The new models just keep on coming, don't they? And it's fantastic to see these stunning 1250 RTs in the studio. What exactly have we got here, then? Different versions and new colors?
Of course, Andy. When we launch a new bike and when we launch a new RT, that's a very, very special moment for BMW Motorrad. And we are not just talking about colors, we also talk about colors, but we talk about the next generation of the RT, and there are lots of details to talk about, and I think we're going to dig in some of these later.
Absolutely, yeah, too right. Now, the RT designation, it's synonymous with touring, of course, and it can be traced all the way back to the late 70s. So can you explain exactly what it means for a BMW bike to have the RT name on it?
I think RT is already not just a badge anymore. RT started being a brand by itself, almost. And the brand RT has a long history, and it stands for a lot of different things, but it primarily stands for having a perfect touring capability combined with surprising dynamic sides of such a bike. And we have prepared a little film that gives you an idea about the history, where we come from with the RT. Maybe have a look. I think very memorable pictures of the RT in all different generations and all different also engine types. But I think the RT has become a statement, and it's something that is unmatched by anyone out there. And I think it has a perfect combination of touring capabilities combined with a surprising effect that this bike also is a very cool and a very luxury commuter for a lot of people in bigger cities. So it's a brand. RT is something very special for us.
Yeah, absolutely. It was good to see that film, Timo. Brought back a few memories, saw some of my old bikes there as well, and I'm sure a lot of other people did as well. But of course, you can, in theory, tour on any bike, Timo. But what do you think makes a BMW Touring Boxer so special and so loved among its owners?
I think there are lots of things to talk about, but one of the key ingredients, obviously, that makes the RT so special is probably the Boxer engine. A very low center of gravity, combined with really lots of torque that provides a riding pleasure that gives you this possibility of riding very long distances, 8-10 hours a day, and you get off the bike and you feel still very relaxed. So it's an enjoyable, relaxing way of touring, and if you want to have even fast touring. So I think that's the most special point about it.
Yep, agree with you 100%. I could certainly vouch for that. Now, its predecessor, it's a much loved bike, and of course it's going to be a hard act to follow for sure. So it must have been a challenging design and engineering brief to make an even better RT Tourer. Can you just elaborate a little bit on what areas of improvement were specifically concentrated on?
I think one main aspect that you see right away when you look at the new RT is a completely new front. So the design has really changed, and I think it has provided now a very, very good combination of making touring capabilities even better, but also becoming a sportier design. And if you look at the front, you see a completely new headlight, so new technology that enables you to have higher visibility. And when you think about technology, there's not just a headlight that is new in LED, there's even a radar sensor, there's active cruise control, and there's a massive new first in the industry, in the motorcycle world, a 10.2-inch instrument cluster that gives you capabilities and information and connectivity that is unmatched.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of that in a little bit, but there's going to certainly be a lot of excitement about out there among the touring community for these new bikes. So the big question is, from my side at least, when should we expect to see them in dealer showrooms?
So we start having these bikes at dealer showrooms in the spring of 2021. So it's not too far away and ready for most markets riding season. So spring 21.
Spring 21, great. Make a note of that date, everyone. Now, BMW touring riders, they've got a reputation for putting serious distances on their bikes, as you said earlier, and there are certain things that are important to them, such as comfort, power, great handling, storage space, top of the range equipment levels. I mean, the list goes on, doesn't it? Has BMW Motorrad addressed all of their requirements with this new RT, Timo?
Andy, you're absolutely right. The list of topics that are already loved on the RT are really, really long lists. And to give you a little bit more insight about all of these details, front, side, back, touring, sportiness, connectivity, we have Rainer Frings with us, who is the product manager for the RT, and he can give you all the insights around these details.
Superb, sounds good. Thanks so far, Timo. Don't go away, we'll be coming back to you for sure. So it's over to you then, Rainer. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Hello, Andy, again.
Super. Now, as Timo said, Rainer, there are so many new features, it's hard to know where to begin. So why don't we start at the front end? Because from what I'm seeing, it looks absolutely fantastic. That looks like a completely new face.
Yes. When you look on the front, I think most impressive is, especially when you switch ignition on, the new face, the new lights, the new icons. We have got new daytime riding light. And of course, we have an adaptive headlight. So while you're cornering, the light is always there where you want, like we launched on the GSs. But here with the RT, much more lightness or brightness in front from the front headlight. Another thing is that the front fairing and also the windshield is new. So for that, we have a new air channel, designed a new air channel that reduces the pressure on the air on the helmet on the rider, so it gives reduces turbulences, so he's much more easier to ride this RT.
Where's the aerial gone, Rainer?
Yeah, the aerial is another story. We miss it here. The aerial is integrated underneath the front fairing here, left and right on the fuel tank. So we put it away from the area where the rider wants to look through. So the RT is reduced on front. Yeah, the trim panels are reduced in the height, and therefore we reduced the volume on front. We increased, of course, with the new air channel, the protection of the rider, the wind protection, wind and weather protection, and the rider is able to see more in front of his bike while he's riding.
Superb. All right, let's move on to the instrument panel and keep the camera guy busy, because there's a lot to talk about and a lot to show here too, of course. So first up, can you tell us about that new TFT screen that Timo already mentioned and what it can do, please?
Yes, of course. There's a new 10.25 inch instrument panel in, which Timo has mentioned. This is hard-coded, and what is special on this instrument panel is, like the others that we launched, the big instrument panels, it is very, very clear, a very high brilliance. So everything what is displayed there, you can read by night, by sunlight, and so on different angles. It is very, very good, visible and readable what is on the screen. Left and right, you see something else new, that are the new loudspeaker covers, the grills. You see these chromed parts. We've got also a new optional audio system with a digital sound and special sound design. So therefore also this audio system high integrated in the manual of this instrument cluster or this motorbike. We've got also a new feature.
Yeah, the view from the cockpit looks fantastic from what I've seen so far. Back to that TFT though, Ryan, tell us a little bit more about how it enhances all the navigation possibilities and connectivity for the rider.
Yes, of course, we've got connectivity with the new RT2. But with this instrument, we had a very special situation. We could launch an integrated map navigation. This is the first time that you can see it on a motorbike.
Yeah, it looks absolutely amazing. That's great, impressive film. It's the first time that I've certainly seen that on a motorcycle. And touring riders are going to love that kind of functionality. Great technology too, by the way. Speaking of which, there's also a lot of technology that's gone into the riding and the stopping of this fully dressed tourer. So I believe there's a new cruise control option as well as a revised braking system.
Yes, the base for the new cruise control is the fully integral ABS system that we've got launched also with the RT. But it's not only fully integral ABS, so front and rear brake, you push the brake lever or pull the brake lever, you activate both brakes, front and rear. Also new is that integrated as standard is the ABS Pro, the cornering, optimized braking cornering function of the bike. And this is the base for another feature that is standard. This is DCC, so dynamic cruise control. As standard in this bike, so the cruise control is braking or holding the speed constant also when you're riding downhill. And on top on this, we've got another special option that you know. This is ACC. BMW is able to launch at the first motorcycle manufacturer ACC, so active cruise control, that was mentioned too. And in the RT, this is a very, very special motorcycle riding. We say it opens a new world for motorcycle riding while you are cruising, because with this radar sensor on front, we can control the distance to the vehicle in front of you, and it takes always care that the distance and the speed is correct adjusted. So it increases the capability for touring riding.
Got you. Now I know exactly what that radar sensor's for on the front. I couldn't also help noticing on the film that you showed earlier that there was an eco mode actually shown on the display. So what does this offer the RT rider in terms of fuel economy, for example?
Most of the touring riders, besides they want to have fun, they want to have long distance, to ride to go for long distance. And to reach long distance with one fuel tank filling, we designed the eco mode. So the eco mode that is visible in the instrument cluster with the green bar shows you once you open the throttle, you need fuel. Once you close the throttle a little bit, we reduce the fuel consumption. And for that, with a special software in the ECU, we take care that you reach the lowest fuel consumption with this bike. And therefore, you can increase your average mileage standard riding activity up to 10%. So you reach up to 10% more kilometers with one fuel tank filling.
Yeah, that's impressive, 10%. So just for those of you who aren't aware, the throttle does go both ways, eh, Rona? Goodness me. Well, we're talking about that eco mode. Could you give us some other quick specs as well? You know, the usual suspects such as fuel tank capacity, power, torque, overall weight, maximum permitted load, that kind of thing?
Yes, we've got 125 horsepower. Yeah, as we know, with the 1250 cc engine, most important, of course, for that is the torque, the maximum torque of 143 newton meters. We've got 279 kilogram weight, full weight, when the bike is ready to ride. And we've got, for the touring rider, 226 kilogram load that you can give the bike with, so to the rider, the passenger, and the luggage.
Super. And what about the gas tank volume?
The gas tank volume is the same as before. We've got 25 liters, so you reach around 500 kilometers with one gas filling.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. We just want to touch on touring in comfort, because of course it's all about letting the bike carry you and your gear with ease and your pillion, certainly with that amount of capacity. What storage comes as standard on the RT, and what's on offer for those who maybe like to take a few extras with them?
Yeah, of course, we've got these two panniers left and right as standard with the bike, and we've got two luggage compartments on front, left and right, underneath the handlebar. And you can order as an option a top case, so very comfortable seat position for the passenger. And what is very new, that we've got also a storage on front, on the right side, where you can install your mobile and it will be charged wireless or by a USB connector.
That's brilliant. Yeah, very, very smart thinking. Thank you very much, Ryan. And we could talk all day because there are so many improvements you've already gone into, but I'm reliably informed that there's a special In the Spotlight movie coming soon, which goes into even more detail about the new RT. So please look out for that if you're watching. And thanks for all your input so far too, Rainer. But please stay with us too, because we're going to open up the discussion now to a few questions from our community. So if we're able to have the first one of those on the screen now, I'll see if I can read it. Okay, well, while we're waiting to put that one up, I'm just going to ask one of my own. And I'm going to ask that to... Oh, here we go. We've got that now. Okay, this is from Nicola Geringer, who's got a four-year-old RT, which runs beautiful. Okay, so how would you convince me to upgrade to the latest version? That's a very good question, Nicola. I'm going to hand that one over to you, Rainer, to answer that. Four-year-old RT runs beautifully. Why should she change it?
Hello, Nicola. It sounds that you are riding a 1200 RT. It's a very, very good motorbike, but you have to go to your dealer and ride a 1250 RT. So that's the first problem you've got. You want to have 1250. And when you see the new R1250 RT, it's gone with you. So you need to have it with all these innovations and all this new stuff that we've got with connectivity. I'm sure that you need a new one.
All right, well answered, Rainer. Can we have the next question on the screen, please? All right, I'll read this out just in case you can't see it from where you're standing, guys. I have a Japanese four-cylinder Tourer. Oh, I wonder which bike that is. And I've never tried a BMW before. How would you explain the advantages of a BMW touring boxer to me? I'm going to give that tricky question to you, Timo, to answer.
Thank you very much for that question. And it's, I think, a well-pointed question, because it comes down to what you really expect from a touring bike. And we at BMW Motorrad are very much convinced that the RT, and especially now the 1250 RT, as it's a new bike here, provides so many things that are key ingredients to sporty but also very relaxed touring, that I think a four-cylinder customer, the first time they sit on such a bike, we really feel like, why have I not come up with this idea before? So lots of low-end torque, very low center of gravity, and all of that with a surprising, let's say, portion of dynamism, that I think is something very special. And as soon as you try it, you might get addicted.
Absolutely, yeah, that's the key message. Get down to your dealer when the bikes are in there and try one for a test ride, absolutely. Could we have another question on the screen, please, guys? Okay, I like to travel two up with lots of luggage. So what options do you offer in addition to the panniers the bike already comes equipped with? And that's from Heiner Falk. I'm going to hand that one over to you, Rainer. What options in addition to the panniers the bike comes equipped with can you have for someone who likes to take everything with them when they go touring?
Yeah, first of all, when you filled up all the storage that you got standard with the bike, you can order a top case. So another 50 liter volume you can store inside of the in the back pannier of this motorbike, with a very comfortable cushion for the passenger, and you've got bags for inside of the both of the panniers and the top case. And on front you can order also a top tank rucksack.
Überall hingehen dürfen, obwohl schon parallel die.
Yeah, I noticed we had a really nice close-up then of a brown seat. Is that part of the Option 719 collection?
Yes, of course, it's 719, so the options. We got also with the bike, we see here on the left side, on my left side, the Option 719. So in this nice color with these pinstripes, and there is a seat for the passenger and for the rider in this special brown surface with this RT stitching on it. Also from production line, you can have this option 719 parts, so milled parts in a very, very high quality. So you can order your bike from production line in your special RT style to prepare and optimize for your personal favorite motorbike.
Looks absolutely fantastic, Rainer. And just because I've got thousands of witnesses, I'm just letting you know now I've got my name down for that bike, okay? Just so you know. All right, can we have another question on the screen, please? I think we've got time for one more. Hi, I'm a female who currently rides an F800 GT. I'm 1.7 meters tall. Would the new RT be too big or too heavy for me? That's from Katrin Kessler. I've had an F800 GT, great bike. I've had an RT as well. I could answer that question for you, Katrin, but I'm going to hand it over to Timo.
Andy, it's okay, go ahead. You might have a very similar perspective. I think obviously the RT is a substantial bike and we talked about the weight that it has before. But I think one of the really big advantages that the RT has in this very latest generation is that it's such an easy bike to ride. And it's a surprisingly easy bike to ride. And I think this is, even for Katrin, I think that's a very valid question. Getting on the bike and really trying to, let's say, get rolling, then you will see that easy riding and relaxed riding is a perfect combination here. So I would not be afraid. In your position, you have to try it out. And then you will find out that it is something very smart to upgrade from your F800 GT, which is also a nice bike.
Absolutely, 100% agree with that, Timo. Well, listen, thanks for all your questions. We're running out of time here, but do keep posting them, even if you're not watching live, because they will all be answered for sure. And Timo, as we motorcyclists say, the journey is more important than the destination. It's about the places you pass through, the people you meet along the way, and the experiences you share with them. And there's even a special hashtag you've created for that, isn't there?
Yeah, of course. And I think it's important for us with a ride and share to make sure that the journeys and the experiences that people collect from wherever they are riding are communicated so that we have something to talk about. And I think especially in these days that we are in, I think sharing these insights and sharing these experiences becomes something very important to us. So for that reason, we would like to encourage all of you with your previous generations RT or other bikes to post these stories, to give other people reason to be curious and start riding and experiencing things that you might not have experienced before. For that reason, creating this starting point with this hashtag in the community is important to us.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So there you have it, ride and share. Get riding and get posting and get sharing. Thanks, Timo, and thanks also to Rainer for being our guest today. It's been great chatting with you both. So how can I sum things up then? I guess we can safely say that the new RT looks destined to retain its reputation as the touring motorcycle against which all others are judged. The latest version, it's certainly lost none of the legendary touring qualities that allow you and a pillion and your luggage to arrive at your destination fresh and alert after a full day in the saddle. But of course, it now adds countless innovations and safety features to the mix. That TFT display, extra riding modes, LED lights, dynamic and active cruise control options, and not forgetting all those other accessories to make this RT your RT. So thanks for tuning in today. And as always, get the full picture at bmw-motorrad.com, where I believe a bike configurator will also be online soon. So there you have it. Long distance riding, it's never been so easy. Why not try it for yourself as soon as it lands in dealers? There's a lot of places to be explored out there. And a bike like the RT, well, it could well be your gateway to a world of travel opportunities. Bye for now.